Sitka voters returned incumbent Mayor Mim McConnell to office for a second term, but they also chose two newcomers for the Sitka Assembly. If the results hold after all absentee votes are counted on Friday, Sitka may have one of the youngest assemblies in recent memory. There were five candidates for two open seats on the assembly, and when votes were counted Tuesday night, 29-year-old local business owner Stephen Eisenbeiss was in the lead with 666 votes. He was followed by 34-year-old Tristan Gavon, a planner for the Sitka Tribe of Alaska, who also manages the tribe's Tlingit Language Revitalization Program. Veteran Assembly member Tor Christensen was within striking distance, just 34 votes behind Gavon, and with almost 250 absentee votes still to be counted, Christensen could close the gap, but he said he doesn't expect it.
I can't say as I'm frankly all that displeased. Part of the reason I got in the first place was I didn't really know any of the people running. I kind of got to know them during this process. I think both Tristan and Steve would do well.
Meanwhile, in the mayor's race, Mim McConnell leads 26-year-old challenger Orion Hughes Knowles 857 votes to 600.
Is that closer than you expected it to be?
Yeah, it might be a little bit, but that's fine. That's good. I'm fine with that.
McConnell, who said during election forums that being mayor was probably one of the most amazing experiences of her life, said she is delighted. She said that in her second term, she wants to spearhead an effort to create a strategic plan for the city.
And how we're going to fund it and what services we want to keep and what we don't want to keep. I think the last assembly made a pretty strong commitment to not kicking the can down the road. And so I take that seriously, and I'm going to be doing everything I can to make sure we don't let that happen.
City Administrator Mark Gorman also watched the results come in on Tuesday night. And with the two likely assembly winners under 35, he said it looked like a new generation asserting itself.
We're looking at a very youthful assembly. Certainly in my history in Sitka, I don't think the aggregate age of the assembly has been ever as young as this. I think that in and of itself is very encouraging.
Eisenbeiss and Gavon would join assembly members Matt Hunter and Aaron Swanson, who were both elected in the past 2 years on platforms of representing a younger demographic in Sitka. But it wasn't all new faces Tuesday night. In an uncontested race, the two seats on the Sitka School Board went to Tim Fulton and Tom Conley, both veteran board members. In Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.